ABC Wide Bay.
Oh, this is my favourite, this one. Managed to make it up yesterday.
How was this caught?
So this here is a Spanish mackerel, bush lemon and dill flavoured. It was line caught by a local fisherman who's been one of our biggest supporters, actually. He really believes in our cause.
So, and this fish, what will happen to it now? So you've had, it's been in the smoker?
Yeah, so it was smoked yesterday. It probably hasn't cured enough yet to slice very well, but we're going to have a bit of a go now just to show you.
So ethical fishing.
Yeah, this was definitely, it was line caught. It's pulled directly into the boat. It's Icky Jimmy brain spiked and then put directly on an ice brine. Usually, like, the fisherman that gets this for us, he's an amazing local guy, fishes in a small boat. He'll be out fishing, you say, how much fish? He'll call us while he's fishing. How much fish would you like? Mm. I will take, you know, X kilos. Yeah, no worries. Oh, hang on, there might be another 10. Zzz, as the line takes off, you know. And then half an hour later, he's here, and the fish are on brine, but they haven't even been on ice long enough to set the flesh. So, we're getting them within an hour of capture or less often.
And this is making a huge difference to the flavour and to the flesh, Luke?
Yeah, well, just like basically by treating them well, it removes the fishy flavour, because there shouldn't ever be that. If you ever get that real fishiness to your fish, it's only because the fish was mistreated. You know, even fish that really low value fish that people consider as horrible fish, if you treat them well, you can almost remove that fishy flavour completely.
So was it a bit of experimenting to get the flavour right? Well, that's what you did, Lincoln, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of experimenting, actually. Probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kilos of fish. And then you get one species right, and then you've got to start all over again with the next species.
Can you taste the difference between a line caught and or a, you know, ocean caught or a farmed fish?
Without a doubt. Yeah, the difference is huge. The difference, like, you only have to imagine with the difference in lives in that fish, you know, how much physical exercise that fish would get in a farmed situation compared to a wild-caught situation. While we're not here to specifically talk ill of the farming industry, they're not fed their natural food. You know, you can't do that. So you can only imagine if you're eating a fish that's been fed on offal and chicken fat and soy proteins, it's not going to taste like a fish that's been swimming around in the wild eating other fish.
Something like how we think about our beef with what it's consuming, and then the end product's so much better.
Yeah, people, like, you know, the biggest catchphrase is grass-fed beef. Is it a grass-fed beef? Why does no one care about whether their fish has been fed on natural wild fish or whether they've been in a farm fed on chicken fat and other things that aren't in their natural diet?
We can trace every single fish to their point of capture, actually. Mm. We keep that within our business. So if anybody wanted to come back with one of our batch numbers, Luke or I could tell them when and within a reasonable distance of where it was caught. We document that all the way through. And the fisherman who caught it, yeah. That's how we batch number all of our batches, is by the fisherman who caught it.
The one big difference that we get with our fish compared to other fish, people all the time come in and say, I don't eat mullet. This is one of Lincoln's absolute passions,
yeah,
right? I don't eat mullet because it's a strong flavoured fish. Mullet's not it's no stronger flavour than any other fish. It's a gorgeous, delicate, light flavour if it's been dealt with properly. And this is the difference between our fish that have been disposed of, caught quickly and disposed of quickly, not left to die in a net and get bashed about on the bottom of a basket. Our fish don't do that. They don't have the lactic acid build up. They're iced immediately. And the fish is this beautiful, delicate fish.
The fishing industry has been under the spotlight a lot for some of the bad practices that are in place around the world. So are you hoping to make a difference? And is this the way we're going to go in the future, Luke?
I think the only way forward as a species is to ensure sustainability and treat everything well. And part of the sustainability movement, I guess, is value-adding and ensuring you've got maximum value to any product that we harvest. So I think from a long-term view, yeah, everything has to change, you know, to come into line.
You can hear us here,
here
and here. 100.1 FM, 855 AM. If you're in Gympie, 1566 AM. And in Merionvale, 88.3 FM. ABC Wide Bay.